You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Like saving money? Want to win cool gear? You're in the right place. On today's show, we're sharing easy energy saving tips for your home, and we're breaking down the energy tax credit with special guest Tony from Simons & Windows. We're giving away a pair of new Timberland Pro Endurance work boots, a pink tool kit filled with 10 cool pink tools, and a Stanley Fat Max FooBar. So if you like saving money and if you like the cool gear that's up for grabs, stay tuned. It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit codifydesign.com. That's CODIFY design.com.
Popular Mechanics Magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out popularmechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week, or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at popularmechanics.com.
Welcome back to My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. And we really do have a Fix It Up Life, don't we, Mark?
Can't argue that one.
No, and this week has been incredibly crazy at our house, at our Fix It Up house.
If I were sending you a text message, I would write OMG.
Oh, my goodness. Our son just turned one, and we had a first birthday party for him, which is pretty typical for most people out there.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of times what you're going to do when your child turns one is throw them a birthday party.
Correct.
But
yeah.
Not just us.
No, and we had friends and family over, and it was really nice. But in order to get to our front door for the birthday party...
Yeah, ha-ha. Here comes the Home Improvement Olympics.
This is where My Fix It Up Life comes in.
Yeah, we have six ladders, one rolling scaffold, just about every nail gun I have, a maze and gauntlet of gun hoses.
And it's not just to decorate our front lawn either. We're actually working on our front porch right now.
That's right. I mean, it may sound like early American hillbilly, but we are trimming out a 100-year-old porch with new moldings and new everything, trying to get it ready for the next 100 years.
Yeah, and it's actually incredible. But, you know, our friends and family come over and they kind of expect to have a little bit of a challenge navigating our house.
Well, we've been together long enough that they know that there's going to be some version of chaos when they come through the door. And what I'm liking now is that we don't get certain questions, but we still get that look in the eye like, really?
Yeah, and they acknowledge things in our house like, so why is there a 5-gallon bucket screwed to your kitchen ceiling?
Oh, my answer there is pure genius.
Well, it's because the shower above it in the upstairs is leaking. And that was our sort of quick fix because we're going to be renovating our kitchen pretty soon.
Yeah, and a gallon of water weighs, I think, about 9 pounds. So there could either be 9 ounces or 45 pounds of water in there waiting for us. Because I haven't checked that, since the day I put it up there.
Well, and to Mark's credit, he really is a home improvement expert, but I guess the 5-gallon bucket doesn't really so well for your resume.
Well, in my fix-it-up life, it's a lot about having time because, yes, we are home improvement experts and contractors. I've been building for a long time, but I have a job I have to go to. I mean, I've got stuff to do.
So we understand what it's like to live in your own renovation and what you have to do to make it work.
Yeah, and that pesky mortgage, I don't know about yours, but ours comes like, what, every 30 days?
It does. I don't know why it keeps coming.
I mean, it's nice of them to send a note, but...
We'll have to talk to the mailman. But on today's show, we're talking about Energy Awareness Month, and we're going to have our special guest, Tony from Simons & Windows, who's going to be breaking down the energy tax credit, which... everyone probably wants to save a little money on their taxes.
Well, everybody's heard that. And he's also going to do something a little less esoteric, which is check down a bunch of cool things, cheap things, easy things you can do right away that'll start saving you money and saving you energy.
Saving you energy and money. And also saving you money, we're giving away some cool stuff on today's show. Timberland Pro Endurance Work Boots, a pink tool kit filled with 10 cool pink tools, and a Stanley Fatmax FooBar.
FooBar.
And there's still time to win. You just have to call us at 610-701-9243 or email us at info@myfixituplife.com in the next 20 minutes and let us know why you want to win one of these cool prizes.
The best answer wins. So we are looking for a mix of tell us your story, but, you know, give us a smile. Let us have some fun.
Make us laugh. And the Timberland Pro work boots are pretty cool. Mark's been wearing them renovating the porch.
Oh, there's no question. They're rugged. They're comfortable. They get the job done. Whether I'm trudging through mud, which my wife is enjoying in the yard, or climbing on the roof, they get the job done.
Yeah, and they have anti-fatigue technology, so Mark could be working on it 24 hours a day, which is awesome.
They make my feet not tired. I'm still tired.
No, he's not. And they also have antimicrobial footbed, which is good because...
Yeah, let's get intimate early. I got some microbes.
Yeah, and they're a leather upper with 6-inch height, and they've got electrical hazard protection and breathable lining and everything, so they're pretty cool.
Yeah, and the ladder lock feature... where my wife would actually like to have me locked to a ladder right now, but they make standing on the rungs of a ladder, which I have been doing ad nauseum working on this porch, a much more comfortable experience.
And also the little pink tool kit is pretty cool. It's got 10 tools in it, and it retails for $79, and it's got a hammer, level, pliers, screwdrivers, tape measure, you name it. And the Stanley Fatmax Extreme FooBar Utility Bar was the winner of Popular Science's Best of What's New Award. It's a 4-in-1 tool for prying, splitting, board bending, and striking.
Yes, and that's a very genteel way of putting it, because it wins my Best of What's Boss Award. And a piece of wood sees this thing coming and practically runs the other way. You almost don't need to use it.
Yeah. So that's all coming up next on My Fix It Up Life. Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you their exclusive homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. They also offer natural aromatherapy oil, perfumes, and soy candles. All of Green Street Luxury products are made with natural oils and ingredients, and most of their products are vegan or vegetarian friendly. Green Street Luxuries keeps packaging simple to keep the price down for you and to stay environmentally friendly. Their containers are recyclable, renewable, and sustainable. And they donate 5% of annual sales to local charities. Healthy skin, environmentally friendly, and affordable. Why not try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com? That's greenstreetlux.com.
You're back with My Fix It Up Life. You can check us out online at myfixituplife.com, email us at info@myfixituplife.com, or find us on Facebook and become our fan. Next on the show, we are going into what's hot. We've picked a bunch of cool things this week that we're going to check down. So, Teresa, why don't you start? What's hot in home improvement this week? I mean, can you even say that?
Well, I think I can. Well, what I've found hot this week, and you're going to have to stay with me for a minute because this is a story. Every morning I try to read the Philadelphia Inquirer, and not every morning I get to read the Philadelphia Inquirer because I've got a cat who likes to attack the newspaper and wants to have me throw a paper ball for him to play fetch. And my son, who's one, likes to play with the paper, too. So it's actually quite a challenge to try to get through it. But recently, I found a cool small story called How to Recycle Unfit Money. And apparently the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia is searching for companies that can recycle or reuse some of the 40 tons of paper money they shred every week. And they do wrap some of it up as souvenirs for tourists, but that's only a little bit of it. And if you're inspired by the idea of reusing shredded money, check out a company in Minnesota called Shetka Stone.
Oh, that's easy for you to say.
Not really. And they use shredded bills out there to make countertops and other cool custom objects. So you can order something that's made out of shredded money from Shetka Stone. And they're online at shetkastone.com. And that's shetkastone.com.
Say that 10 times fast.
I don't think I can. And what else is cool is, you know, we're giving away those cool Timberland Pro shoes on the show today.
Rock on.
But what I really found cool about them recently is their new marketing website called stayonyourfeet.com. There are some really cool resources on there, like a job search. And I searched for carpenter in our zip code, and I found 6 jobs pop up. So if you're looking for a job right now in the trades, it's a cool place to go. But the other part that I really like is that they have animation of the shoe demonstrating its features, and it's totally cute. And I seriously giggled, and Mark giggled like a little schoolgirl, too, when I showed it to him. Right, Mark?
Oh, yeah. It was, I definitely laughed. And I'll tell you, I got to go back and ask a question, though. Can we do that?
No, you can't.
Yeah, we've got to. So far on our home improvement radio show, we've talked about babies, cats, and an ad from Timberland Pro that's totally cute.
Totally cute.
When does macho happen?
I don't know. I really don't know, Mark. But you really should check it out, stayonyourfeet.com. It's really worth a smile.
It is. It's innovative. It's smart advertising. We like that kind of thing. And bottom line, it's funny.
Yeah.
What else you got for us?
Well, what else I got is I've heard the cry from some of the women out there wanting tools that are made for us. And we're going to be tackling this in an upcoming show. We're not going to be doing that today because there are a lot of mainstream companies out there that have tools that really work for us ladies that are lighter weight and easier to use. But since this month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I wanted to give my thanks to those DIY gear companies that are donating to breast cancer causes. And one of our giveaways on today's show is the 10 tools from the Little Pink Toolkit, and they give 10% to breast cancer research. And then on next week's show, we're going to be sharing a Working for the Cure pink ribbon tool belt from Girl Gear Industries. And they donate $10 from every sale of that tool belt to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. And locally, this weekend was supposed to be the Philadelphia 3-Day.
Right.
And if you live in the Philadelphia area, you can see that why it might have been canceled.
Oh, we are blessed with great weather.
Yeah, it was reduced down to a 1-day that starts tomorrow at Fairmount Park. So if you want to check it out, go down to Fairmount Park, which is the largest park, city park in the country.
Largest city park in the country. We walk in there quite a bit, and we work out in there a lot.
Yeah.
We could talk about Fairmount Park another time. I love that place.
It's a perfect place to have a walk, even in the rain. But if you're interested in checking out the 3-day, too, or donating to help a friend of the show, Maura Manza, reach her fundraising goal, check out her website at Save Zebra. Save Zebra, which is really Save Zebra, because it's her funky feminine way to promote breast cancer awareness locally. And don't forget to check out littlepinktools.com and pinktoolbelts.com for check out those pink tools that are donating to breast cancer research.
And it is an important cause, and if the disease has touched your life in any of its forms like it has touched ours, or if you watch the NFL and watch all these guys tricked out this month with all that hot pink gear, it's just an indication of what a big and important cause it is.
It is.
Yeah, so we are happy to be supporting these companies that support such an important and intimate issue.
Yes. So what did you find this week, Mark? What's hot in your world?
Well, what's hot in my world, now that we can not be talking about our cat? I mean, he's cool, but really?
Yeah, he is totally cool.
He is cool. All right, he does. He plays fetch like a dog, and he's a genius. You can make the case that he's smarter than I am.
Yeah, it won't take too long to make that case.
I've got a different kind of slice of the home improvement pie, and I want to talk about a truck that has kind of been flying under the radar a little bit as far as trucks go.
Cool.
Again, you watch football, and it's all we are professional grade and full-size pickups and crossovers, but Hummer has a pickup truck. Now, I am a sucker for boss design. Anything big, giant corbels and buildings, hammer beams and timber frames. If you know me, you know I love that stuff. And Hummer falls into that category. It is a beautiful truck. It's a mid-size pickup with a 5-foot bed. So if you do stuff like we do, like fix your house, you can actually use it. And if you have a life outside of that, like riding motorcycles or mountain bikes or that kind of thing, the bed enables you to do those things, and it is a plush interior.
And what's it called again, Mark?
It's the H3, follow me now, T.
As in truck?
As in Teresa.
Ooh.
The H3 Teresa.
Am I going to have one in our driveway when we get home?
Well, there's three things this truck doesn't do.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't give up.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not in my driveway.
Oh, it's not.
No, it's not.
That's a shame.
They've gotten rid of the screaming, look at me, Hummer yellow, and really subdued the colors. So I'm liking the colors. And if you're using it to work, which you can, what you're looking at is a really good towing capacity. And if it's a marketing machine for you, it will be impossible not to be noticed.
So what else is hot this week, Mark?
Well, the next thing we've got that's hot is a book I just read.
Ooh, and, congratulations.
Well, yeah, and I would even like to use the stock cliche joke that the book doesn't have pictures, but it does have pictures. They drew a couple.
Oh, good.
This is getting a lot of attention out there in the media. A couple friends of mine have seen the author on TV and so forth. It's called Shop Class's Soulcraft.
Hmm.
Now, it's literally written by a genius. The guy is a physicist. And if that's not enough, a philosopher.
Hmm.
And he's also a motorcycle mechanic.
Wow.
So he's talking about work and working with your hands. And if you like history and not like Aristotle, like you got to write a research paper, philosophy, it's a deep read. Bring your brain with you, though. He doesn't make it easy for you.
So if somebody wants to check it out, where do they go?
They can get it at that website named after the river, Amazon.com.
Amazon.com.
Or check out the author, MatthewBCrawford.com. Check out his site. Check out a couple of his motorcycles, too. The guy gets it done.
So what else is cool?
Here's a new one, and I get to wrap two into this one.
Ooh, I don't know if we have time for that.
Ooh. Well, we got to go quickly. We're up against a break. This is the Stanley Fat Max Portable Truck Box.
Ooh, Fat Max.
Fat Max. We don't know who Fat Max is.
I would love to know who Fat Max is.
If you know who Fat Max is, where he is, or you are Fat Max and want to call us.
Call us. Call us at 610-701-9243 or email us, too. We would love to have you on an upcoming show.
Info@myfixituplife.com.
Yes.
.com. The portable truck box reinvents the category. And it is, I got to go quickly. It's got a docking station so that when you lock it in your truck bed, it locks down securely and with a keyed lock. But, and this is the takeaway, this is the advantage, you can take it out of the truck, which is the way I have it right now. I've got it on the job site loaded with tools. I've never had a truck box that does that before. One more thing, keyless entry and an alarm. It really is a box that thinks outside the box.
And it really does look good, too. The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Mark Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Hometime, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. Now there goes the Welcome back to My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and we have a caller on the line, Mark.
Yeah, we do, but I love how you say your name better than mine. You're like, with Mark and Teresa.
Well, Mark is a hard-sounding name.
I'm a tough guy.
Yeah, well, I guess.
Now, the caller probably didn't call to listen to us talk. Although,
talk about our names?
We've got Kim Marasco on the line, and Kim, tell us the truth. You called to listen to us chat back and forth in person, didn't you?
Yeah, I truly did, and I'm not Fat Max. Sorry.
Is this Slim Kim calling us?
This is it, yes. Okay, I can do it. I can go with that.
Hi, Slim Kim.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
We're doing great.
Great.
Hold on one second. Private in-studio note. This isn't for anybody else
to hear.
You're
on the air, Mark.
Yeah, just mute us.
Okay.
We got a live one on the line, Teresa. Let's be careful here.
Slim Kim.
She's
dangerous. I wonder what she's doing today and why she called.
Yes, Kim.
Let's get ready to answer a question.
Why did you call us?
Hey, I called because I have a project going on here. I have wallpaper on plaster walls.
Ooh.
And years ago, I had another house, and I used vinegar and water to take it off. So it was really messy and really stinky, and the whole house stunk. You stunk for days like a salad, and there's got to be a better way. There just has to be a better way to do this.
Kim, where are you calling us from?
Montgomery County.
Is that Montgomery County, Iowa?
PA.
Oh, PA. That's Pennsylvania,
yes. Pennsylvania,
for those of you not familiar with the postal language. And,
vinegar.
And vinegar. Now,
Interesting choice.
Are you a member of Mensa?
Well, what happened was I asked around to other, friends and folks, and they said, oh, vinegar and water, it's, cheap and easy, and not so easy. It is cheap, but it is, a hazard.
Did you notice any fluid coming out of your ears or nose, nasal cavity?
It was, it was pretty intense there for a while, but it did work. However, it was, it was pretty grueling.
Hmm.
So I just wanted to call in and ask him if there's a better way or you have another suggestion or, is it easier just to, forget it and paint over the paper or, rip out the walls and drywall?
Well, at our house...
Ooh, good questions.
Well, at our house, we just rip everything off.
Yes.
I wouldn't recommend that to everyone.
We remove wallpaper with a crowbar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. But our house is special, though.
Yeah.
Our house is not a typical house, and I wouldn't recommend that to everybody.
Unless that's your only option, which is
probably not true. Yeah. There are easier ways to get wallpaper off.
There are, and in my years as a contractor, I've dabbled in all of them for good and for bad. But a lot of people will take a little perforation tool that you hold in the palm of your hand. I think they call it the paper tiger. And it literally slices a bazillion holes in the wallpaper. Then you spray it, Kim, not with vinegar.
Okay.
Not with vinegar.
But something else that's cheap.
Soapy water.
Yeah.
And warm soapy water. And what I'm not sure where the vinegar came from. Maybe it's an old wives' tale or something. But the warm soapy water basically dissolves the glue that's holding the wallpaper on.
So it basically does the same thing, except a lot easier and less smell.
Yes. You don't need to contact the EPA, for example.
Okay.
No. And you actually can live in your own house. While
Exactly.
Yeah.
But there are other ways you can do it, too. You can paint over.
You can.
But you have to be pretty careful about the seams for the wallpaper.
Okay.
Yeah, those need to be treated carefully, and you got to do a couple things. And this brings smell back into the category, because the first thing I would do is prime the entire surface, wherever your wallpaper is, with oil-based primer.
Oil-based,
yeah.
Okay.
Because the theory is it will sink into the wallpaper versus the water in a water base, which might dislodge the glue.
Okay.
So you want to use oil, soak it. Then the next thing, and a lot of people don't enjoy this, but if you don't want those seams to show up, you've got to feather them out with joint compound. So now you're involved with doing joint compound and sanding that down flush. It works.
Okay.
I've done it,
uh-huh.
but you got to be pretty good with the old 6-inch joint knife.
Okay.
And well, then the other idea, too, is that you could just screw drywall over it, but...
Yes, a lot of people really get excited about this one because the first step is a Lulu. You get all this great new drywall up, and you're looking at your room, and it's fantastic. And then, you, of course, you have to finish it. But the problem is what you do is you bring out the entire plane of your wall surface, which means every piece of trim, every window jamb, every door jamb, every plug and every light switch needs to be brought out the same amount. And the reality is you add so much more work doing that that you might as well go back to phase one, crowbar.
Okay.
Does that
Great.
Help you, Kim? Slim Kim, I'm sorry. Slim Kim,
yeah.
Does that help you?
Yes, it does. That's great information, and actually the soapy water sounds like the best plan, and that sounds great. Thank you so much.
Awesome. I'm so glad that you called.
Yes.
Yeah, you rock. Now, do you have any other projects you're seeking to poison yourself on?
No, I think this is a project for the moment, but I will definitely call in if I have more questions as we go along.
And send us an email after you finish the wallpaper and let us know how it went at info@myfixituplife.com.
Oh, sure. You bet.
We'd love to hear how it went.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, Kim.
Bye.
I like nice people.
I do, too.
She's really got an ambitious project going, too. That is a lot of work.
It sounds like an easy project, but really, it's not an easy project.
That's one of the things about home improvement. It sounds easy. Sometimes those projects sound strong back, weak mind, but the hip bone is connected to the shoulder bone.
That's why planning is so important.
We spend a lot of time on that.
Well, let's give away one of our prizes.
Wait, we give these away?
We do. You can't keep them.
I thought these companies mailed these to me because they liked me.
No, they're not giving them to you because they like you. They want to give them away to our fans.
They like them
better than us.
If there are any psychiatrists listening that can manage my now shattered ego.
You don't want to take Mark on. I've been working on him for years. It's just.
You want to talk about my fix it up life? Yeah. Talk about my fix it up husband.
Yeah, that's for another show.
Oh,
that's
have...
the day when you're sick, yeah. We'll be tackling.
That'll be the greatest hits show.
It probably will.
Can we give something away?
Well, let's give away the Fat Max Foo Bar.
Ooh. Foo Bar.
Yeah. So we had some really good entries.
Yes, we did.
And one that I love that really wasn't exactly an entry. We write this blog for Old House Web. And on this week's blog, Mark mentioned the Foo Bar as one kind of demo tool that you can use. And this guy, Randall, replied, and he had this great thing that he replied. Can I read it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I love this one.
He says, Stanley's Fat Max Foo Bar is probably the coolest name for any tool, the coolest name for anything ever. I may buy it just for that, and it looks intimidating enough to break up a fight or a burglary.
Burglary.
A sledgehammer is cool for demolishing, but you're right, it takes it out of you because of the massive swings you have to take. With the Fat Max, it looks like it's light enough to get some blows from different angles in. Plus, you got the combo weaponry on each side. He says, I'm sold. So, we didn't get an email from Randall, but Randall, if you would like to email us, we'd love to be able to give this to you. So, contact us.
info@myfixituplife.com.
Yes. But, you know who sold me on wanting the Foo Bar?
I can hardly wait.
So, this email we got, which is... I think I should win the Fat Max Foo Bar because it would be an excellent addition to the vast and eclectic collection of tools I have already won from Mark after becoming his friend one night in a college cafeteria.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Besides, it's the perfect tool to beat Mark senseless with when I finally managed to visit him and his family in Philadelphia. Guess who wrote that, Mark?
Do I have to?
Mark's college roommate, Kevin.
All the way from the great small city of Bennington, Vermont.
And, you know, I might be a little bit biased because Kevin is an awesome guy. And he does a lot of work around his house, at his fix-it-up house. But I think that is an awesome reason why you should win the FUBAR.
That
I should, you want to beat my husband senseless.
That I should be truncheon to death?
Exactly.
That,
He made me laugh so hard that he has to have a FUBAR.
I love you, honey.
I know you do.
That's so tender.
I know. It is a tender moment.
All right, Morrison. Just for your sheer violent streak, you win. But lest we wrap the sheer utility of the FUBAR in a joke, I use the tool. And it is the real deal stuff.
Okay, well, I think that we are going to go to break to hear from one of our sponsors. And we'll be back with Tony from Simonson Windows.
That's next on my Fix It Up Life.
Did you know that melanoma, a type of skin cancer, is the most frequent cancer found in women aged 25 to 29 and the second most frequent kind of cancer found in women 30 to 34? I didn't know either until my sister-in-law was diagnosed. With the help of her children, family, and friends, she fought the disease and created an event called Race Against the Sun 5K to help educate her community about melanoma. Just 2 weeks before the event, she lost her battle with melanoma at age 38. The National Cancer Institute estimates that there will be more than 1 million new cases of skin cancer by the end of this year, and that every hour one person dies from melanoma. The good news is that melanoma is preventable and treatable if you use sunscreen with SPF 15 or greater. And always get any new spots on your skin checked by a dermatologist. Don't wait. Late-stage melanoma rarely responds to therapy. Brought to you by Race Against the Sun, a Lehigh Valley organization dedicated to putting melanoma on the run. Visit www.raceagainstthesun.org.
Yo, mic check, mic check. Yeah, here you go. Oh, nah, he over here. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called Switch. Let's
get it going. Welcome back to My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
We're going to be talking to Tony from Simonton Windows. He's going to be sharing some cool tips for us on saving money on our energy bills.
Yeah, and I'm excited for this conversation because it's got immediate stuff you can do and some bigger picture stuff, and it's going to break down some of this confusing tax deal. And I like Tony's last name.
Yes. Can you spell it, Mark?
No, but if anybody else can spell it, this is Tony Eschmeyer. How you doing, Tony, from Simonton Windows?
Mark, Teresa, I'm doing great. How are you today?
Oh, we're doing fine, thank you.
We're doing pretty nice. Despite the rainy weather here in Philadelphia, it's pretty nice.
Oh, yeah, it's fabulous.
Is it nice where you're calling from?
It's actually, it's a little bit better than they had predicted. We were supposed to get, you know, kind of the rain, sleet, snow kind of thing, and it actually held off for us, so.
Oh, can we go to where he is?
Rain, sleet, and snow. Where are you, in Mount Everest?
You never know what you're going to get in the Marietta Parkersburg area. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, there you go. I like it.
Parkersburg, West Virginia, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. That's beautiful out there. Absolutely.
And that's where Simonton's located, right?
Yeah, our headquarters are in Parkersburg. That's correct.
We have headquarters too, Tony.
They're in our house.
Yeah, they're on the top of the house. But you didn't call to talk about the layout of our house.
Probably not.
You called to talk about, among other things, Energy Awareness Month.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. October is Energy Awareness Month. And really, I think it's a great month to have it because, you know, we're getting ready to go into the colder months where a lot of the nation is going to be utilizing their heating systems and really has become a little bit more conscious about how much energy costs us these days. And it's really important, I think, to be conscious of how much energy you're using, especially, you know, not only for cost but also for the environment. But it's important to know that because the Department of Energy has done studies, and they believe that, you know, the typical home can lose up to 25% of its heat through their windows.
Oh, my goodness.
Through the windows.
Existing windows, correct.
Did you say 30% or 25%?
25%.
That blows me away. That yeah, is it, that is a figure and a half right there. Now, are we talking about your standard single pane, you know, double hung windows when we say 25%?
You know, I think it's probably a good mix of windows that they studied. They're just looking at the average American home. So
I got you.
Some of those are going to have wood windows. Some are going to have aluminum. Some are going to have even vinyl. But it's extremely important to just be conscious of that and understand that if you have older windows in your home, there's other than the drapes blowing in the wind that you see, there's energy loss there that you don't see.
Absolutely. And you're talking about thermal breaks and all those other kinds of technical details that a new vinyl replacement window is going to dramatically improve your energy efficiency, I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, in our house, we just replaced all the windows in our house. And our house isn't insulated at all. So the windows have made a dramatic change in just like how warm it is in our house. It's so much more comfortable.
Teresa, you're absolutely right. And that's, above the cost savings that you're going to get month on month when you're paying your energy bill. And even above, above and beyond the whole environmental and using less energy, you live more comfortably if you replace, old windows. Or windows that may have been installed 15 years ago, but you've got, a seal failure or condensation, and that unit isn't performing as well as it should be.
Well, yeah, Tony, I think you hit the nail on the head, too, where you mention that at the bottom line is it's more comfortable to live there. And, so everybody knows who's listening, it's not just about replacing those 75-year-old, 100-year-old windows that were there. We replaced replacement windows.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not about just putting in new white glaring vinyl windows with thick welds and rough finishes anymore either, is it?
Oh, that's absolutely true. Absolutely true, Mark. And I think that's something that Simonton is really starting to take the lead on in the industry. Simonton's been around for 60-plus years. We're one of the largest vinyl replacement new construction manufacturers in the United States. And, what we've recognized is that for a long time, vinyl windows have been the material of choice because it's energy efficient, it's low maintenance, you don't have to paint it year over year, and it really provides a solid material for building a window out of. But what we saw was that you saw nothing but white vinyl windows, and the white vinyl windows that you saw were pretty ugly, really. A lot of the design features and the aesthetics that you would normally want in a window, you couldn't get in a vinyl window. So in June, we've developed a program. It's called our Decorum program. And we've got a variety of colors, of exterior colors. You've got, the standard white, but we also have a tan window, and we also have a driftwood window. But what we did was we focused on one of the pieces of construction in your house that's most looked at. You're going to look at your countertops a lot. You're going to look maybe at your wood floors a lot. But one of the most viewed out of pieces in the home are your windows and your doors.
Well, Tony, sorry to talk over you there for a second. Well, and ironically, I have no decorum. So
that's very true.
Having installed many windows in many houses, I'm really tuning in to what you're saying here. I mean, it is, you don't have to sacrifice good looks. That is important. I've spent a lot of time shopping for the right window for the very reasons you're talking about. And it's really good. Frankly, it's really refreshing to hear that Simonton is meeting this market need.
Yeah, absolutely. And really what we did was we wanted to take some of the there have been wood grains on vinyl windows for a long time, and actually like the early 80s, mid 80s was when those laminates on the interior first came out. Well, they haven't changed since then.
So they look like my simulated wood grain finish alarm clock.
Absolutely. They it's kind of like the contact paper that you put down in your cabinets from 1985. So
well, Tony, yeah. break down the energy tax credit for me, if you will. We've talked about energy efficiency. We've talked about good looks and the things that Simonton's doing there.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about saving some real cash and the payback and what we got cooking there.
Yeah, there's in February when the president passed the American Reinvestment and Recovery Act of 2009, the stimulus bill, if you will. There was a provision in there for installing all kinds of energy upgrades or energy appliances, and there's a tax credit that goes along with that. And that tax credit's up to $1,500 for the 2009 and 2010 tax years. So combined in 2009-2010, if you go through and make upgrades to your home as far as energy efficiency is concerned, you can get up to a $1,500 tax credit.
So that's like getting $5,000 worth of windows for $3,500 or so.
That's, Mark, you're exactly right.
Oh, man.
You're exactly right.
That's real money. That's real money. Now, is there some place that listeners can go to get more information about this? I'm sure there's more to be said than that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we could talk all day.
We could. I mean, there's always a lot going on in Windows. Let's put it that way. You can go to Simonton.com. It would be my first stop. And we've got a whole subsection of our website dedicated to the energy tax credit and the rules and some of the verbiage behind it and, you know, some of the regulations, the requirements. You've got to buy windows for 2009. You have to buy windows that meet either a 0.30 U factor or a 0.30 solar heat gain coefficient. And those are kind of the measurements of how well that window performs.
Are any window anywhere, you know, is that just one of those things manufacturers say, or do you have to really seek that out when you're shopping for windows?
I would seek that out when you're shopping for windows. Specifically ask for a window that will meet tax credit criteria. And we've got a whole list of our products that are guaranteed to meet the tax credit. And on our website, another place that you can go is the DepartmentofEnergy.gov.
Oh, cool.
That's a great place, also a great resource for energy-efficient and Energy Star qualifying products.
Now you're talking.
That is so helpful, really.
It is, and I've been running my mouth for about half the show relative to some of the things that you can suggest from Simonton that listeners can do today to start saving energy, just quick caulking, weather stripping, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and you know what? First and foremost, make sure that your windows are locked. They may be closed.
We've done that before.
Totally,
yeah.
Lived it.
Yeah.
But if they're not locked, that weather stripping and weather sealing component that's in that window isn't being used fully. So make sure that your windows are locked, to make sure that you're gaining that maximum energy efficiency. A couple of other things, real quick things that you can do.
Yeah, how much does it cost to lock your windows?
Last time I checked, it's free.
What else you got before we bump up against a break here on my Fix It Up Life?
No problem at all. Mark, the other thing that I would check is if your windows have been in for a while, check the caulking around the outside.
Okay.
If it started to crack or split, it's really important, and it's something, you know, it's part of the maintenance of your home. You know, clean that old caulking out of there, right? You know, get a scraper, get a screwdriver, and clean that out of there and replace it, re-caulk. That would be my first. The other thing is actually inspect the window. So if you've got weather stripping that has, you know, split or has, you know, come out of place, make sure that you can replace that.
Okay, I gotcha. That sounds great. Now, relative to the kinds of caulk that people are going to use, is it just any old latex painter's caulk, or what would Simonton suggest?
Yeah, I would suggest an all-weather silicone paintable caulk is what I would suggest. That's what I use on my house.
Well, that is the kind of thing that I'm really looking for, and you know, it's what I tell people when I'm invited into their home to do an estimate. You know, we, as a contractor, you have to kind of figure out a kitchen design in 5 seconds. People have been thinking about it for 5 years. And I end up saying, well, you know, here's what I would do if it were my house. So I appreciate that kind of information, Tony.
No problem. No problem at all.
Okay. Teresa?
Well, thank you, Tony. That was really helpful. And I think that we're all going to be able to save a little bit of money.
That is what I'm talking about. And it's Tony Eschmeyer, by the way.
Tony Eschmeyer from Simonson Windows.
Really not that hard to spell, and frankly, kind of a nice guy.
And, dude, I'm going to check out the website, too, to find out if we can do anything else to save some money.
On the Interline?
On the Interline, honey. On the intercom.
Do they still have that?
So call or email your questions. We'll be taking more questions after the break on My Fix It Up Life.
Mark your calendars. My Fix It Up Life is the place for home improvement celebrities. If you want to know what's hot from their point of view, don't miss these upcoming My Fix It Up Life shows. Tune in November 7th when we'll be talking old house renovations with this old house host, Kevin O'Connor. On November 21st, we'll be talking kitchens with HGTV Spice Up My Kitchen star, Jeff Devlin. And later on this year, we'll be talking with Carl Champley from Wasted Spaces and Paige Hemis from Extreme Makeover Home Edition. My Fix It Up Life is taking you on an insider's tour of the home improvement industry. Check out My Fix It Up Life on Facebook or subscribe to our blogs on myfixituplife.com to find out who's joining us each week. And don't forget to enter to win cool gear and tools on myfixituplife.com. My Fix It Up Life, it's what's next in home improvement entertainment.
Welcome back to My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. We have a caller on the line.
Love callers.
Yeah, I love callers too. Who is calling us today? Do you know, Mark?
No, no one talks to me.
Okay.
I'm sitting, I'm here walled up behind it, you know, I'm like the Telltale Heart back here, if you remember that from high school.
Yeah, we actually have him in a separate room. It's kind of like a closet because he scares people.
Jail cell.
Basically.
So who have we alienated thus far?
Okay.
Hello, this is Stephanie. Hi, Teresa.
Hi,
Mark.
Stephanie.
Oh, hi, Teresa. That's all right.
I guess who ranks here.
Yeah, I guess who's jumping off a bridge on the way home.
Uh-huh. First-time caller, long-time listener. How are you guys?
Hi, Stephanie.
You are okay. Hold on. Internal editing note, another live one.
Uh-huh. So where are you calling us from today, Stephanie?
I'm calling from Sellersville, Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
Sellersville, yes. Pennsylvania. Is that a town, a borough,
it is.
A township?
I am in a
small city.
It's a town, but I live in the borough. Just, I guess that counts there.
Do you call it a borough?
A borough. No. No, okay. We call it borough.
Just checking. Okay.
So,
congratulations on the show, guys, first and foremost.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Oh, she's so nice.
She should be a Facebook fan.
She should be. Are you a Facebook fan?
I am.
Oh,
I am.
We love Facebook fans.
Yeah. And I've actually, I've seen Mark on QVC.
She's seen you on television, and she called anyway.
Someone mail her $20.
I think you probably already did.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Yeah, it is. I mailed it in pennies, though. It's coming by freight.
Oh,
there should be an 18-wheeler in front of your house in about 10 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Deactivate Facebook fan now.
We're probably losing Facebook fans right now when
Maybe
I talk about
Maybe this should be
it.
My Fix It Up Life with Teresa.
Teresa!
I love that. Teresa!
Okay, we're going to run out of show, and we're not going to end up talking with Stephanie about what's going on.
What can we help you with today, Stephanie?
Well, what is going on in my beautiful, humble abode is in August, we had a vent fire as a result from lint in our dryer.
Ha! Ha-ha!
And we were one of the very extremely lucky ones. We were home. However, of course, we've lost the dryer. We've lost the vent, but we didn't lose much of anything else. We were very, very lucky. So basically, what I have a couple questions. The reason I'm calling in right now is we want to move our dryer to a different part of our basement. Mm. And the reason being is that our house is, it's 1929, so it's just considered old. But there's a new addition on the back of the house, and currently that is where the vent kind of snakes through underneath. It's kind of like dead air space there.
Oh, right, yeah, sure, crawl space.
Yeah, so when the fire happened, we were kind of like, oh, my God, we're going to lose either the addition or the whole house if we don't move quick, and we were lucky. But we want to move the dryer to a different part of the wall, but in doing so, we have to kind of go through the foundation to bust out and put it through a different part of the room.
Wow.
Love it. Okay.
And my concern is that do I need to hire like a structural engineer? Because we're talking foundation in a very old home. Do we need to rent a tool? Is this something we hire a professional with? You know, that kind of stuff. And I love my husband dearly, but I really want to get him on the right foot here because I don't want to have another problem.
Well, my first question, and by the way, my first statement is I love your laugh.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're just trying to win her from me.
She's cute.
She's mine.
I can tell she's cute.
Okay.
All right. What my first question now, did you light the fire yourselves? Is it a campfire?
Here's the reason. My basement is only 5 foot high, and I am like 5'1", so I kind of dust the top of it. And I was tired of doing the laundry, so I thought if I set the dryer on fire, my husband to my mother-in-law.
Ooh, that's smart.
No.
A good way to get new clothes, too.
I got a new dryer.
I'm getting a...
I'm getting ideas.
I'm getting a ping in my ear from the legal department saying that arson is not an approved home improvement technique.
That's true.
Stephanie, in all seriousness, I bet somewhere on the tip of your tongue is going to be the words vinyl flexible dryer tube. Is that the case?
Like tinder. It went up, it was gone. By the time we got downstairs, it was gone.
Melted into a chemistry set.
Yeah.
Well, I've tackled this problem before, and I've got a couple of solutions for you.
Oh, okay, I'm listening.
One question.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of foundation do you have?
We have the ever popular brick and mortar.
Brick and mortar.
Yeah,
she's not even online.
No,
she's a real brick and mortar store.
She's
we just got plumbing. How awesome is that?
Yeah,
this is great. You can take a couple of approaches. Here's the first approach I'd take.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is this: what you want to do, and I already know I'm going to get made fun of for saying this. As opposed to the flexible dryer tubes that you can buy that look like a big, giant, cloth-covered slinky.
Right.
And here's where the fun part comes in. You're going to want to hard pipe the dryer out.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, I'm turning red.
Yeah.
What you want to do
is... He's cute when he turns red.
Is buy rigid 4-inch... it's air conditioning pipe. You can buy it in any home center like Home Depot or Lowe's.
Okay.
And you're going to buy flexible elbows. So you build a little thing, an elbow out of the dryer, up the wall, and then an elbow, and you're going to send it out the wall.
Okay.
Step two is the hole in the wall. You probably have two courses of brick, which is going to be anywhere around 12 inches thick.
Yeah.
Easiest way to do this is to go to a rental shop, like 202 Rental is where I get my stuff in, that's on 202.
Okay, and I mention your name, I'll get a discount?
Not, or charge double, and what you're going to want to get...
If you don't mention his name, maybe they'll let you rent the tool.
Yes, that's right. And what you're going to want to do is rent a rotary hammer.
A rotor hammer, okay.
Rotary hammer.
Okay.
And a core bit.
Okay.
Core, like apple core.
Okay.
And what it is like a big giant cup, and it's basically going to drill a hole in your wall, and you're going to drill, and you're probably going to want to get your husband to do this, I'm guessing.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. He's going to drill the core, which is going to leave a plug. It's like using a cookie cutter. Sort of, except it's a lot heavier and makes more noise and dust. So
it sounds like man stuff.
You use the core bit to cut the plug, smash the plug. Good tool for that would be a FUBAR.
Oh, okay. Hey, put me down for one of those if I can win.
Put me down. put me down.
She's ordering tools now from us.
Matt, our engineer, is writing furiously. And by writing furiously, I mean staring out the window. You find your way through the wall, get a dryer vent cover, attach it to the pipes, and you are good to go, and it is a very safe, efficient way to do it.
Yeah.
I hope that helps, Stephanie.
It will help. It will, because, I don't know how quickly I want to do it, because right now my mother-in-law is doing our laundry, and it's just fantastic.
Ooh, that sounds
good.
You
know, I drop it off Friday, I pick it up Monday. It's wonderful.
202 Rentals closed.
I wonder if my mother-in-law will do that for us. I'll have to look into that. Good tip. Thanks for calling.
No problem. And good luck with the show, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And email us when you, after you do the project and let us
I
know
will.
How it went.
I'll send you before and after pictures, guys.
Thank you. You.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye.
So, Mark.
So, Teresa.
I think it's time to give away those pink tools.
You know what? There's nothing I like more than pink tools.
And we got a bunch of entries, but our favorite one...
Yes, is from Kim Dawson on the Cape of Good Cod.
Hmm.
Let me read it. I actually like this for a lot of different reasons. I would really like to win the little pink toolkit. As a single mom of two, I have to wear the pants in my family for all duties, laundry, dishes, paying bills, killing spiders, and doing household repairs. Kim, we know how you feel.
I know how you feel.
But the effort is always there for me to put together toys, beds, bikes, hang curtains, rods. This reads like a childhood story. This is fantastic. Fix hinges and so on. Even if I have to be MacGyver, I make it work, like Tim Gunn from Project Runway.
Oh, he always makes it work.
Kim, if those aren't good reasons, I don't know what is. Sign yourself up.
You are going to receive the pink toolkit with 10 cool pink tools to help you with all those projects. And thanks for listening, Kim.
Take care, Kim. Thank you.
And we'll be back in just a minute to give away a Timberland Pro work boots.
On My Fix It Up Life. Mark your calendars. My Fix It Up Life is the place for home improvement celebrities. If you want to know what's hot from their point of view, don't miss these upcoming My Fix It Up Life shows. Tune in November 7th when we'll be talking old house renovations with this old house host, Kevin O'Connor. On November 21st, we'll be talking kitchens with HGTV Spice Up My Kitchen star, Jeff Devlin. And later on this year, we'll be talking with Carl Champley from Wasted Spaces and Paige Hemis from Extreme Makeover Home Edition. My Fix It Up Life is taking you on an insider's tour of the home improvement industry. Check out My Fix It Up Life on Facebook or subscribe to our blogs on myfixituplife.com to find out who's joining us each week. And don't forget to enter to win cool gear and tools on myfixituplife.com. My Fix It Up Life, it's what's next in home improvement entertainment.
You're back with Mark and Teresa on My Fix It Up Life, and we're ready to give away those Timberland Pro Endurance work boots.
Kick it.
Kick it.
See what I did there?
Yeah, that was uncomfortable.
Really good.
We received this email. As a 45-year-old carpenter's assistant in training, I'm going to make mistakes a lot. Who else but me requires comfort and protection for his feet? I know. You're asking why is someone starting out in the trades at 45 with not a bit of history behind him? Desire, curiosity, hope?
Insanity?
Maybe. He says, I walk into the job not knowing that toes can be broken or worse in a blink of an eye, but know enough that it might be wise to put on a pair of steel-toe shoes just in case. So I enter the trades just like a kid out of high school or college. So, David Wanderman, you are going to receive a new pair of Timberland Pro work boots to help you on your new life adventure.
And you're going to receive our best wishes, too. Working with your hands is a reward. I just love it.
Well, good luck. And up on next week's show, Mark,
we have
two special guests. One is Dr. Lori. She is an antiques expert, and she has been on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. She's been on TV from ABC, CBS, NBC, and she is a syndicated columnist in 83 different publications around the country.
What else?
And we also have Joan Steffen from HGTV's Decorating Sense, and she has filmed more than 400 episodes. She's been on Oprah, Live with Regis and Kelly, and on The Early Show, and Today Show, too. And next week, we have up for grabs is Ryobi's new DuraShot 8-megapixel digital camera.
All that and next more on next week's show at My Fix It Up Life.
Visit us online at myfixituplife.com.